soon as the show is over, I gotta go to Costco. My wife gave me a list here. 47 rolls of toilet paper, 16 gallons of milk, and weed? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is one of our own. Since this whole thing started about a year ago, we've had these contributors on the show, and every once in a while, I'd like to do a full segment with them. I bring them into the studio. We've done that with Christina Staffo several times. We've done it with Joanna Pruce on food and travel, and Mark Leonard on movies, and Adam Walsky on sports and the like and all that. Well, it's time for Ted David. Yes, when we started the show, it was time for America's Business with Ted David. So Ted David will join me. Ted has quite a lot of stories to tell. He's had quite an interesting career, and you'll be very interested to hear how he started his broadcasting career in New York City. And it led him to become one of the founding anchors on CNBC, and he is still one of the most respected names and voices when it comes to business news, and we're very fortunate to have him here on the show, and Ted will join me, and we'll have a nice chat. And then Christina Staffo will come by, and we'll talk about the highest Hollywood IQs. I think there's about 15 or 16 of them that we'll go through, and I am proud to say there are some on that list that have appeared on this show, which means you either get smart by being on this show, or you have to be intelligent to be on this show. One or the other, so we'll figure out who has the highest IQs in Hollywood. We start things off this hour with a trip to Costco. At least a trip to Costco in Washington State. What do you normally get when you go to Costco? You go in there, you get the big, what is it, the big orange or red rack that you push around. You get yourself the 47 rolls of toilet paper, the 19-pound box of Cheerios, because you're loading up for a long, long week of food, and you get 19 rolls of paper towels, and now you can go in and pick up your weed for the weekend. That's right, folks. It's Washington. It's Costco. Here we go. Costco to offer wholesale marijuana by summer. This out of Redmond, Washington, Kirkland-based wholesale megastore Costco has announced plans to offer bulk high-grade marijuana under their flagship Kirkland signature brand in all 237 Washington locations. The marijuana will be exclusively purchased from the Suquamish tribe, which currently is awaiting federal approval to begin production on the so-called weed. Tribal gaming commissioners met with Costco executives more than 3 months ago to work on a tentative deal. Kirkland Signature hopes to add marijuana to its laundry list of goods, including baby clothes, shampoo, and other items by the end of the month. Do you ever think you'd be buying weed legally anywhere? Do you ever think you'd be buying weed legally in bulk? Notice it said, offer bulk high-grade marijuana. So there you are, rolled it out of the Costco on a Saturday afternoon, and you got yourself you got yourself your 22-pound box of weed, marijuana, reefer, whatever you want to call it, you'll be able to get it there. Wow. Now, I know in the states where this is legal, people are thinking, why is he making such a big deal? Because where it's not, this is so unusual. And if you're someone of my age and my perspective and my life's journey, you never would have thought that marijuana would be legal and that you'd be buying it at Costco and just loading up for the weekend. Hey, having a big party, you know what? Go over and get that big old 32-ounce box of marijuana and blaze up and have a wonderful Saturday night. Hot dogs, beer, and marijuana. Do you think it's going to be nationally legalized at some point? Am I going to sound like a fuddy-duddy when this show is replayed 5 or 6 years from now, or it's on some old YouTube clip somewhere when someone goes back and looking at the best of Ed Kalenge? And I use the word best very lightly, I know. Is it going to be just commonplace? Just like liquor and cigarettes right now? I don't know. It's very interesting that it's gone this far. But if you want your weed, and you want it wholesale, and you want it in bulk, get yourself to Washington and go get yourself a Costco membership and have a nice, fun weekend. Stay with us. Ted David is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? Although this goalie never played in the NHL, he's considered among the greatest ever. He led his team to 10 world titles and Olympic gold three times.
Krusiak with a shutout, and the gold medal belongs to the Soviet Union.
So where is Vladislav Tretiak now? After the Soviet Union fell, Vlad coached goalies for the Chicago Blackhawks. In 1989, Vlad was the first Soviet player inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. And 7 years later, he became the head of the Russian Ice Hockey Federation. Today, he currently operates a successful goalie school in Toronto. Vlad Tretiak, still on the ice after all these years. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how important is it to keep customers from defecting to the competition? Very important. And in this day and age of customer no service, many companies just don't seem to get it. Why don't companies go out of their way to court loyal customers? Maybe they don't realize the dollar science of it. If a company can keep a mere 5% of their customer base from defecting to the competition, they'll significantly impact their bottom line. Some researchers estimate the positive dollar impact may be between 25 and 85% increase on the bottom line. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you're really nice to customers, you get their money. It's just not complicated.
I want that money!
More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.